One other quick nugget about my trip, and I did not realize this until after I had landed at the San Diego International Airport. Mm. Are you guys aware that airport has exactly one runway? One.
I didn't know that. No.
It's the busiest single runway airport in the United States. It's got one. It's just, I'm sorry. That's nubs.
I know.
If you only have one runway in your airport, you're a little bit nubs.
Not a lot of room there.
There's not a lot of room. That airport is right in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So did it make you nervous or did you have no problems?
It made me nervous after I learned that nugget. It didn't make me nervous when I arrived because I didn't know, but I found out after I arrived, and then I was a little bit nervous.
Mm.
I like my airports to have multiple runways.
Because you want a backup.
Well, not only that, that just means the runway's busy all the time. There's a million things happening. Planes landing, planes taking off, a lot of confusion,
especially
chaos.
Now with all the issues with air traffic controllers. Yeah, that'd be a little dicey.
Sorry. Just give me two or three runways. I don't think I'm being that greedy, am I?
Was it you and I were there in San Diego for...
We went for the Super Bowl a long time ago.
But remember, I don't know if we were walking or if we were driving, but the planes would come right over the mountains and literally touch you if you were driving. I mean, they just come down so quick.
Yeah, it says the airport's landing approach is close to the skyscrapers of downtown San Diego.
Yeah.
And can sometimes prove difficult to pilots due to the relatively short usable landing area, steep descent angle over the crest of Bankers Hill, and shifting wind currents just before landing.
So what did you notice when you landed? That it got down pretty quick?
It didn't even seem that bad, but I guess it's kind of like landing here at Reagan.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same deal. Like, there's not a lot of real estate.
I got to ask my buddies. I got two buddies who are pilots and ask them if that's got a reputation of being one of the tougher
landing
airports.
Had a really good time in San Diego. I would go back, but the fact that you only have one runway, it gives me a little bit of pause.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Did you go to the beach at all?
The closest we got was going to La Jolla, looking out over the cliffs.
Right.
Which is stunning. Like, if you've never gone, you have to go at some point. You've got to experience that.
We went and we had lunch
I remember.
Can't remember the spot, but that was...
George's, I think.
Was it George's?
I believe so.
George's at La Jolla.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a good spot.
And that was like 20 plus years ago.
Yes, it was.
Have you expanded
your cultural curiosity to go beyond the continental United States to see sights? Because you seem amazed by these cliffs.
Yeah.
I could show you... You know, sites in Greece and Italy.
Sure.
I mean, which would make that one look pale in comparison.
At some point, maybe I'll go see those. But
look at you.
I'm fine for Los Estados Unidos for the time being. San Diego, Las Vegas. I'm a West Coast guy all of a sudden. It's going to be my thing.
Now, Vegas is not going to be as cool as San Diego.
But herein lies the rub, JP. My hotel booking is at the Paris, where the World Series of Poker is being held. I might not even have to go outside of leaving the airport to go to Paris.
Right. I don't know why you would.
Not Paris, France. Paris, the casino.
It's going to be 115 degrees.
Yeah.
Is it called Paris or Paris?
No. You're thinking of New York.
Okay.
It's just Paris, JP.
Gotcha.
Just one Paris. So that's where I'll be staying.
Nice.
I do have my accommodations firmed up.
Well,
I used a comp from somebody else. I'm going to pay him back. I'm about to hook him.
And you don't know when you play. It's either Friday
either
or Saturday.
Either Friday or Saturday.
Right.
One of those 2 days.
Yeah.
I might want a day of rest on July 4th, the country's birth, Independence Day.
Yeah.
And then play on the 5th.
Right.
I think that's going to be my move.
Now, how many chips do you start with in that?
I think it's 50 or 60,000.
Okay.
I'd have to look that up. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
No have idea.
Are you going to play really tight? Are you going to play tighter than you usually play? More conservative? Do you have a game plan?
I think I'm going to be relatively snug because the levels are 2 hours long, which is great.
Right.
Just so much play.
Yeah. You're going to meet so many people.
I don't know how many people I'm going to meet.
I mean, you'll talk to people at the tables.
It might be a little bit of small talk.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Might be a modicum of it.
Do you know anybody else going out to play?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Barstool Nate is out there. My buddy Chris, who I'm using as comps, he's out there. I know a handful of people. Macaulay's out there. Your buddy.
Not surprised.
Yeah. So I'm sure a bunch of the Ashburn D-gens are going to be out there too.
Yeah. Macaulay going to be skateboarding in that heat?
He could be. Who knew? He's so Ashburn's Tony Hawk.
You'll hang out with him a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll drink Miller Lights together. We'll hang.
Yeah.
Be a good time.
All right. Well, did you focus on the Caps draft? You know, the NBA draft last week.
I mean, I saw bits and pieces of it, but focus on it is... That's a little bit of a stretch.
By the way, the sports page is driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean now it's getting into summer incentives, by the way, mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over, ask for Josh Cochran. You can check him out at Malloy.com. So in the first round, they had the 27th pick. They took a kid named Lyndon Lakovic or Lakovic. I'm not sure how his last name is pronounced. Took him at number 27. And then the Caps were back on the clock, five picks into the second round at number 37. They acquired a pick from Boston at the trade deadline a couple years ago, and they used that to select Milton Gastrin, 6 foot, 194-pound center from Sweden. He was 26th in EliteProspects.com's rankings. He turned 18 in early June.
Youngin.
He's a youngin, my friend.
By the way, Neil Greenberg will join us later in the show. That's at 8:45 to talk about the Caps draft and trades, etc. So awesome. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah, awesome. So they took those guys, and then the Caps traded their fourth-round pick and the signing rights to defenseman Chase Prisky to Minnesota for the rights to what's Chisholm's first name?
Declan
Chisholm, that's what it is. And pick number 180. Then they traded their third-round pick to Ottawa to move back three spots from 93 to 96. So the Caps got a 2027 seventh-round pick for that deal. And then at number 96, they picked Maxim Schaefer from Germany. So they were busy, and then they acquired, I think they made a trade with Florida
they did,
Panthers.
Picking up Justin Sourdough.
Sourdough. Yeah, he was he's a forward, so I'm not
gave
sure how old he is.
Gave up a 2026 second rounder and a 2027 sixth rounder for him.
So they're pretty active. Sourdough is 23, spent most of this past year in the American Hockey League affiliate for Florida, the Charlotte Checkers. But he's 23, so they got some young guys. They had four or five draft picks, including their top pick, number 27 overall.
And I believe July 1 begins free agency in the NHL.
Yeah, wonderful.
Expect them to be busy.
I was going to say, are they going to be spenders? Think they'll be spenders?
They're definitely going to be spenders with Backstrom and TJ Oshie's money coming off the books.
Yeah.
They'll be spending some cash.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. You kind of mentioned...
They also have a bunch of unrestricted free agents themselves that they have to decide whether they're going to keep. Your guy, Beauvilliers?
Well, Beauvilliers should be, I mean, that guy provided quite a spark, especially during the playoffs. I know his real name's Beauvilliers. I understand. We're doing a bit.
Also, Lars Eller, who they added late in the season.
I don't know. I like Lars. I don't know if he's going to be wearing a cap sweater in the 25-26 campaign.
How
because
old is
play
he?
Faltered a bit down the stretch.
Mid-30s?
Lars, I'm going to say he's about 34, 35.
Yeah.
I'll double-check that.
And Mangiapane.
Mangiapane, I think he might be a little too pricey going forward.
So we'll see what they're going to do, and we'll talk to Neil later.
Lars is 36.
Yeah, I'm going to say mid-30s.
Yeah.
All right, the Nats win their series against the Angels out west.
I was caught some of that at the hotel bar.
Oh,
a shocker that I was at the hotel bar at some point during the trip.
Was Amy sitting next to you at the hotel, or was she at the room?
A couple times. Yeah. I dragged her down to the bar, and basically... They would give us like free wine coupons. Mm-hmm. So I didn't look like such a drunk. I would have her order like the white wine.
Right.
She would take two sips of it, kind of turn her nose up, and then I would finish that along with my beer. So I would have 90% of the drinks that were down at the bar.
It's very
funny. It was kind of my move.
So the Nats beat the Angels yesterday 7-4 in 11 innings. I'll tell you what, CJ Abrams has been hot as fire. I'm going to say like the last 20 games. I think he's hitting .310 in the month of June. A couple hits yesterday. He had a two-run triple that capped a three-run 11th. And James Wood, you mentioned it, JP, became the sixth player in baseball history. Think about that. The sixth player ever to be intentionally walked four times in a game.
That's ultimate respect.
I mean,
that shows that they fear him As they should.
Absolutely.
They fear that dude. They would rather just give him, just give you a base than give him a hittable ball.
Also, they don't fear what's behind him.
True.
True. That's 100% true.
But the company's pretty amazing.
This is essentially a rookie. I know he's not a rookie based on games played, but you're walking a rookie or an early second year player four times. Oh, that's surprising because the other four players or the other five players that were intentionally walked four times in a game were Barry Bonds.
Right.
Okay, I know you're afraid of him. Manny Ramirez. Mm-hmm. Roger Maris.
Yeah, big names.
Andre Dawson.
Yeah.
And I don't know why Gary Templeton was walked.
He was good for a couple years.
All right, but he wasn't scary bad. He wasn't on the level of those other guys. But James Wood now joins Manny Ramirez, Roger Maris, Andre Dawson, Barry Bonds, and Gary Templeton. Only guys who've ever been walked four times in a game.
I feel like Gary Templeton won Rookie of the Year back in the day.
He probably did.
I don't see Rookie of the Year, but he was a three-time All-Star.
But, I mean, those are some huge, huge names. So now the Nats off tonight. They begin a six-game homestand tomorrow against the Detroit Tigers.
So 14 games under 500. How's your bet looking?
All right. I was doing the math.
Yeah, let's hear the latest math on this. I need this.
So there,
I got $150 riding on this one. This is a pretty big wager.
All right. So they're 35-49, right?
It's going to be close.
There's 78 games left because they've played, that's 84 games, I believe. All right.
We just need 36 dubs.
So we need 36. So 78 minus 36 is 42. All right. So they got to go 36-42. That's going to be freaking impossible.
Well, they're winning. Hold
on. That's not impossible.
They're winning. Bro, they're 14 games under 500 now. They're going to go the rest of the way at six games.
How many games are left? I'm just going to do the math based on winning percentage.
I just told you the whole math. I just told you there's 78 games left.
Okay, so 78.
They've got to go 36.
They're projected to win 32 more games.
Yeah, that's four short.
You know what? They're going to go in a heater. They're going to catch fire somewhere.
Bro.
I'm weirdly confident.
That 11-game losing streak or 12, yeah, whatever it was,
that kind of hurt us. It hurt us pretty badly.
Because if they had won four or five of those,
like
5-6 or 5-7, we'd be in a much better spot. But, man, 36-42 the rest of the way.
We just need them to sweep the Tigers at home, right back in it.
Sweep the Tigers. Sweeping the Tigers. The Tigers are freaking good. But that's going to be difficult. Hopefully, after the All-Star break. I haven't looked at the schedule after the All-Star break, but maybe they got some gimmies, although that doesn't really help all the time. The Mets, by the way, suck. They actually suck.
But they're still only a game and a half back.
Because they had a huge lead at one point. Now they've lost 13 of their last 16. 13 of their last 16.
They got pounded. Water.
Yeah, and they got pounded yesterday. So, I mean, their pitching staff in the last 16 games has been awful. The complete ERA has been, I mean, some of their guys have like 15 ERAs, which is crazy. But Aaron Judge hit a couple home runs yesterday. He's up to 30. They pounded the Athletics 12-5. By the way, the Mets got swept by the Pirates. Just wanted to mention that. The Marlins.
The Marlins are on fire.
The Marlins have won seven straight.
What's going on there? Now the Nats are in the basement in the NL East.
Oh, yeah. They've been in the basement for a while here. So now they've got a three-game lead over the Nats for fourth place in the NL East. And remember, when the Nats were playing much better, they were in fourth. In fact, they might have even gotten to third. I think the Braves might have been below the Nats at one point.
Braves were scuffling early in the season.
Right, and the Marlins certainly were behind them. Yeah. But now the Marlins are three games up on the Nats. So the Nats, yes, they are dead last in the NL East. Of course, they will start that three-game series against the Tigers tomorrow here. Are you interested in this Malik Beasley story?
It's kind of intriguing.
So Pistons forward Malik Beasley is the subject of a gambling investigation regarding NBA game bets. The news broke on Sunday yesterday. The U.S. District Attorney's Office was looking into Beasley, who's 28, on allegations of gambling. ESPN broke the story, reported that prominent betting sites detected unusual heavy interest in Beasley's statistics in a 2024 game. And I believe these are the particulars in that. So there was a game in 2024 where the odds on Beasley recording fewer than 2.5 boards moved significantly at sportsbook trips around the world. Hmm. Now, before the game, the number was +120 to be at under 2.5 rebounds.
Okay.
And they were playing, I believe this is when he was playing for the Bucks. He wasn't playing for the Pistons yet. He was playing for the Bucks against the Trailblazers. And then there were so many bets that came in, the odds went from +120 to -250.
Oh, that is a humongous swing.
A huge sway.
Yeah.
It was a surge of action on that, on the under. Beasley finished with 6 boards. So anybody who put the money on the under, big fat loser.
Okay.
I saw 2 other allegations. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is an investigation.
Yeah.
So he hasn't been charged.
No.
And I actually have some doubts. Guy's made almost $60 million in his career. But they unearthed some video of him in 2021. At the end of a game, he scored 7 points in the last 43 seconds.
Okay.
But the most glaring one was they're down by 9.
Yeah, I think I'm watching this video now.
The line was 8.5.
Yeah.
And he sprints down to get a meaningless layup that the defense just let him get.
Right.
Which moved the line.
Because it's the end of the game. Like, there's no point in scoring there unless it messes with the spread.
Yeah.
They also point to a tweet that he sent to Anthony Edwards at the end of the season where I guess Beasley at the time had the 3-point lead in the NBA, the most 3-pointers in the NBA, and Anthony Edwards trailed him by 7. And he said, "You won't get 7 tonight." Beasley didn't play. Edwards took 18 threes, hit the 7 to break the record.
Look, just because these guys have made a ton of dough doesn't mean that they can't be influenced by gamblers. We saw that Terry Rozier was under investigation for something similar recently. I don't think he's been formally charged in anything, but the fact that Beasley's grossed $60 million, it doesn't mean he has $60 million. And guys can get access to these players and possibly get them to, you know, take dives, not get a certain number of rebounds, not score a certain number of points, and they get implicated. They get caught up in these gambling stings.
I guarantee
it's crazy.
He doesn't have $60 million.
There's no chance. Yeah. I mean, he may have grossed that.
He's had some issues. He was arrested in 2020 for a felony weapons charge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he was suspended. I believe he had a 12-game suspension, sentenced to 120 days, 3 years probation. So he had to deal with that, paying off lawyers.
Right.
He also went through probably a filthy divorce. He went through a divorce a few years later.
Right.
He was married to Montana Yao, and she filed for divorce because he was rumored to be dating Larsa Pippen.
Okay, man, Larsa Pippen gets around.
She gets around.
Well, so does Malik Beasley, apparently.
Yeah.
So Beasley.
So I'm gonna say he doesn't have as much money as he earned.
The layup apparently happened the day after he was sentenced to jail for pointing a rifle at his family.
Yeah. So
I don't know. People found it curious.
He got some issues.
We'll see what happens with the investigation.
He got some issues.
By the way, somebody needs to point out to these dudes.
Yeah.
You're hitting the lottery by being in the NBA and making 60 plus million. And then whatever, like, that's your lottery ticket. Don't screw it up by getting caught up in gambling probes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, please stay away from those people.
Like you said, he was influenced.
Yeah. It seems like it.
Someone probably came to him saying, "Hey, got a lot of money for you here."
It's an investigation.
It's an investigation. Hasn't been charged.
At this point.
Yeah.
But there's some smoke, there's fire sometimes.
All right, got to take a break. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.